Welcome to Sharing the Word. I'm your host, Dr. Driver.
Humble thyself in the sight of the Lord, and ye
Shalom. Welcome to Sharing the Word. I'm Dr. Driver. I want to thank everyone for tuning in, watching us on our Now Network that we're on, Galilee TV, our YouTube channel as well. Please subscribe, click, subscribe and notifications on YouTube. That would be great. Thank you for following us on Instagram, on Facebook and Twitter. Thank you for listening to Sharing the Word on all your favorite podcast channels like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Anchor, Pandora, iHeartRadio, and just recently we were added to Amazon as well. So we want to thank you for all the blessings and opportunities we have, and we want to thank you for being part of that. So may the Lord bless you, and we just want to continue to say we want to reach the world for Christ. And we pray that the Word of God gets out everywhere. Today we're going to talk about the plea. I call it the plea for purity. Now the Bible is going into a lot of detail from the Old Testament through the New Testament about living a holy life. Remember, God is holy, therefore we must be holy. My friends, today, as I was watching the news, I'm just going to use today. This is probably the way the podcast, as well as the airing of this episode. So whatever day it is, it doesn't matter. It's every day. But today I was listening to the news, and I'm listening to about the inflation, recession. I'm looking at the economics, the labor reports. I'm looking at all these things. And sometimes I wonder if the true believer is still walking in the light. As he's in the light, and we have fellowship with God, according to 1 John 1. So, I'm not really disturbed what I'm reading. I'm more or less disappointed that I don't see or hear more about Christians being in the light in this dark world. Now, I understand that it's very hard to try to look for the Christian conservatives to go out there and show Christ. But individually, we have a responsibility. We must show Christ no matter what's going on in our world today. In the military, 27 years, being deployed, having assignments every 2 to 3 years, I still had to wear the full armor of God as well as my uniform. I wore a uniform that represented my country. But I wear the uniform of Christ, the armor of God, representing that I am a soldier for Jesus, that I am a child of God. I don't, abandon who I am as a Christian just to put on another uniform or put on a suit to go to work. I wear, as Paul talks about, the marks of being a servant of Jesus Christ. So in these last days, and we're getting prepped for my series coming up very soon, and we're going to be going into end time prophecies according to the Gospels by Jesus Christ. We're going to look at Matthew, we're going to look at Mark, and definitely we're going to be looking at Luke, and looking at their versions of what Jesus said will happen in the last days. But since we are in the last days, let me tell you what Paul talks about in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. He goes on and he says, "Finally then, brethren, we urge you and exhort you in the Lord Jesus that you should abound more and more just as you receive from us." And here's how he said it, how you ought to walk and to please God. For you know what commandments we gave you through the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, what Paul is trying to tell the church, he's getting ready to tell them that the Lord Jesus is going to come soon too. So I'm following kind of a pattern. I see myself similar to Apostle Paul. And Paul's saying, listen, brethren, I've been teaching you about a lot of things about Jesus. And he says, but I am urging you and exhorting you in the Lord Jesus that you should abound, to excel. He's trying to tell them more and more so that you can show the world who Christ is. And he says, how you walk, how you talk, how you behave. Here's a question. I know you're not going to be able to respond through the TV set. I get that. But here's a question. You can ask yourself this question or respond to yourself. How many times a day do you get the opportunities to share who you are in Christ, call the testimony, or your faith? How many times a day or throughout the week? So when Paul's talking about in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, he says that he wants the brethren, the church, okay? He's urging them, exhorting them to continue in the Lord Jesus to abound more and more and to walk as the Lord taught us how to walk, to please God, for you know what the commandments that God gave us. And what is the commandments that God gave us? God gave us this commandment. He told us to love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbors as ourselves. This is the fulfillment of the law. So if we're going to walk in love in these last days, which I got to be honest, it can be tough. But it's not as tough when you are walking in the light as he's in the light. Amen? So Paul is telling the church, you have been given all the instructions. I'm encouraging you. I'm exhorting you to walk and to abound, to grow, to maturity in faith, to show Christ, to show the love of Christ. Because what can distinguish between the unsaved and the saved is how we love one another. Now, I don't have a problem. I'm looking back, wondering. I never really had a problem with going out, grocery shopping, going to a theater, going to anywhere, and talking about who I am in Christ. I give every chance I can, as Paul told me in his writings as well. You know, Lord, fill me with boldness so I can share my faith. That's what I pray for. Lord, fill me with boldness so I can tell the world that Jesus Christ is Lord. And I get excited, my friends. I get excited when I can share what Jesus has done for me. I mean, if he saved you already, you know that's the good news. He saved you from death. He wrote your name in the book of life. Oh my goodness, that's exciting. He did a miracle today. I got a miracle today. I get miracles every day. The miracle of life, to see birds singing. I mean, we get miracles of blessings, oh, abounding. It's just overflowing. And I want to tell people, as Psalmist David said, I want to tell people what the Lord has done for me. Amen? So when I'm reading what Paul is telling the church, he tells them, going on, looking at the next verse, he says, I'm putting my glasses on again, he says in verse 3, for this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you should abstain from sexual immorality, that each of you should know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor, not in passion and lust, like the heathens or the Gentiles. So what I'm getting out of this whole thing, this is about sanctification, which is equal to saying holiness. My friends, this is we got a break coming up pretty soon. I get it, you see the smile on my face. I am seeing so much of God working around the world through media that we're on as well, and hearing reports about other people being saved. I'm seeing some things that disturb me. Yes, I do. But when I'm reading the word, I hang on, this is my smile, to my living hope that Jesus Christ is coming again. That's my excitement. I'm here to tell you, I get excited knowing that Jesus Christ is coming very soon. And as we prepare for the series that's coming in line with this message, you know, end time prophecy through the Gospels, I just covered that. I'm looking at what Paul was doing to the Thessalonica church. He's trying to encourage them too. He's talking about their conduct. He's talking about longing to see them because he's been in prison. He talks about his concern for their faith. He's encouraged because he sends Timothy, his true spiritual son, to go out there and pass the information on how Paul is doing. And we have to remember, we have to encourage one another in these last days. So before we take a break, I want to give you encouragement that I needed today. I had a call, even before this message today, from a friend. He just reached out. I've been thinking about my friend in prayer. You know, I pray for my friends that are ministers as well. And I haven't heard from him probably in several months. And, you know, maybe time gets by. You know how that works. But he called me. And what a sweet conversation we had in the Lord. We talked about the Lord. We talked about how God is blessing him and using him to make a difference in the world. He's not ashamed of the gospel of Christ either. He loves to share his faith. And he's telling me about his new job, opens those doors. I'm smiling. And then he asked me how I was doing. And the Lord used him to pronounce or to make a declaration of what was going on. I go, how would you know that? He goes, I don't know. God just told me that. I went, wow, that's a blessing. Encourage one another is the message here. Encourage one another as you have opportunities to do so. And if the Lord God puts somebody on your heart, from your family members to people you minister with or in your social network or your next door neighbor, if the Lord's using you to go talk to them or to minister to them or pray with them, then be obedient and do so. These are the last days, and you want to take that opportunity to share your faith so that they too can be in the family of God. Amen? We're going to take a break, and we'll come back, and we'll finish Paul's discussion on sanctification in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, right after this.
Get started on your journey of learning and understanding how to be a practical, scripture-focused Christian. Enjoy a variety of messages of several lengths across many delivery systems online, from podcasts to TV. We also offer Christian classic movies on Galilee TV and our YouTube channel to offer biblical-centered entertainment for the whole family. Enjoy our popular Bible programs like Bible Minute, Sharing the Word, Take 5, and Sermon Classics. Our thought-provoking and inspirational programs are available on Galilee TV, The Now Network, our YouTube channel, and over 26 internet podcast channels like Pandora, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Breaker, Google Podcast, Apple, and more.
We're continuing our discussion on 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. And I want to start reading from the verse 1 again. Paul says, "Finally then, brethren, we urge and exhort in the Lord Jesus that you should abound more and more, just as you receive from us how you ought to walk." Now, that's the thing I've been trying to say earlier in this message. We must walk in the light as he's in the light. We have fellowship with the Lord, 1 John 1. Then he says, "And to please God." To please God is to live by faith, to walk by faith. This is why Paul is trying to emphasize that. And then he goes, "For you know what commandments we gave you through the Lord Jesus." So he's trying to exhort and hopefully get them encouraged and motivated to just continue to walk in love, walk in faith, walk in obedience. If you can do that in these last days, no matter where you go, you're going to make a difference in someone's life. I had a call from a friend that I haven't talked to in quite a while. And the Lord used him to reveal what I was going through. It was good news. But I said, "How would you know that?" He goes, "I don't know. God just told me." I go, "But I haven't told anybody this." Oh, man. That was amazing how God does that. I went into a dealership and talking to the person behind the counter, the manager. I was asking him questions and because of what he's going to do to the vehicle, and it led to him revealing he's a believer, because I told him I was a believer. I'm sitting in the waiting room reading my Bible. And we had a great discussion. Exchanged our cards together. And, you know, here's my business card, here's your business. It was amazing. God can encourage you. Listen, I'm trying to encourage you. God can encourage you in these last days. Don't get fixated on what's happening in the news. That's discouraging, but God will encourage his children. Amen? So Paul goes on and he says, For you know what commandments we gave you through the Lord Jesus. And he says in verse 3, for this is the will of God, your sanctification. And then he gets into what corrupts the body. Now, sanctification is setting apart. Sanctification is also, it equals holiness. Be holy, for God is holy. And so God's will is for us to be holy, for he is holy. And that's a process called sanctification. Okay? Now, because that's God's will for us, we don't want to stain our robes of righteousness by being in filthy places. Just like I used the example of being in the military wearing my white uniform, summer whites. So Paul is saying that you should abstain. The key here is from sexual immorality. Okay? And that each of you should know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification, in honor, not in passion of lust. The world is nothing but lust, greed, and covetousness. And the Bible tells us in the last days, that is exactly what's going to happen. And Paul encourages us to fight the good fight and to abstain, not only from passions of lust, but to even stay away from those who call themselves believers. Oh my goodness. That call themselves believers and they live according to the dictates of the world. You can find that in 1 Corinthians chapter 5. You can also see that in Ephesians chapter 5 as well. So the key here is you don't want to be around people that are not going to encourage you. You want people around you that will encourage you, support you, and pray for you. Amen? You don't want to be around so-called believers or even anybody that just wants to rob you and take away from you all that God has given you, you know? To drain you from all that you are. There's a lot of people that really just overwhelm us with their dysfunction, their toxicity. So Paul is saying, abstain from lustful desires, lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, everything that deals with lust and sexual immorality. And then he goes on in verse 6, he says that no one should take advantage of and defraud his brother in this matter, because the Lord is the avenger of all such, and we are forewarned you and testify, for God did not call us for uncleanness, but to be in holiness. Now, Paul is sharing something that is very illuminating for all of us. And I'm going to look at it again, because when I was reading this, I thought to myself, how do we maintain our vessel in sanctification and honor, not in passions of lust like the Gentiles, like the heathens of the world, as I indicated? You don't want to be, you can't leave the world. So you have to learn, you got to go out in the world. But I don't have to hang with you. And I definitely, Bible tells me clearly, I said, you can't be around all those who claim that they're Christians or believers and they live just like the world. We can't even eat at the same table. So what's our quandary here? Our quandary is this. I can't be like the world, and I can't eat and fellowship with people who claim they're believers who are living like the world. So, but I can, my decision, is to maintain my vessel, my temple of God, to be holy and be in honor of sanctification. Amen? So I'm going to live in purity the best way I can, in thoughts, with my eyes, with my mouth, and with this vessel. Be holy, for God is holy. Oh, my friends. Look, I witness to everyone as I can, even when I go to work or with my colleagues. I'm trying to share my faith. I love talking about the Bible. Anyone who fellowships with me understands that the Word of God is everything to my life. I love the Word of God, and that's why I share the Word. Amen? You have to develop a hunger, a screaming out, an aching for the Lord, like David said in Psalm 63. And when you read Psalm 63 and look at what David is saying, he hungers and he aches for the Lord. He meditates on God. He stays awake thinking about, I'm just like that. Oh, man, I go to bed, I'm like, okay, there's the news, there's some comedy, and I'm done. I just, Lord, talk to me while I'm laying in bed. I want to keep hearing from the Lord. I wake up, I'm in a prayerful mode. I want to praise the Lord. That's maintaining a sanctified, holy life, my friends. And yes, I still sin. I share this all the time. I still sin and fall short. I'm not perfect in what I say, what I think, and what I do all the time. But if I'm thinking about sanctification and holiness, and I'm walking in the light as he's in the light, then I think my chances of being sanctified versus stained or damaged by the polluteness of the world, if you will, the world's polluted, then I think I'll be okay because I'm with him. And the blood of Jesus, my friends, will cleanse me from all sins. Oh, God is amazing. And so we do have the victory in Christ when we know that we're walking with him. Isaiah says that God has us in his hands and no one can take him out. Isaiah tells us that. That's just powerful stuff. And so I'm not worried about the devil stealing me or the world captivating me to take me off track. That will be my choice. So my choice is to be holy, for he is holy. And as Paul was pleading and made a plea to the church of Thessalonica, I am pleading to you, my friends, to not get consumed with what which is going on in the world. We already know what's going on. Don't get consumed by that. It is tough. My wife doesn't, she puts a timer on how much news she's going to watch. She really doesn't like it. I support her in that. And so therefore, I'm not going to be watching it when she wants to watch something else. I can listen to it. She likes to read the news, but I think for her, she doesn't want to get polluted by the things she's watching, because by watching it, she can then get critical or discouraged or gossip. I mean, we can throw anything that will stain the vessel. I think you're following me. So with the time we have remaining, let me close what Paul is saying. He says this. This is important. Verse 8. He goes, I'll start with verse 7. For God did not call us to uncleanness, but in holiness. Verse 8. Therefore, he who rejects this does not reject man, but God, who has also given us, here we go, his Holy Spirit. So Paul is giving this message to the church to stop playing games with the flesh, stay away from sexual immorality, stay away from uncleanness, stay away from the dictates of lust of the world. He has to tell them that. I preach it. I say the same thing. Because he's telling us that God calls us to be holy because he's holy. And if we're not taking the message that Paul said or what I'm preaching on as well, I'm preaching the word, then we're rejecting God, not man. And God has given us the gift of the Holy Spirit that will help us to say no to sin and yes to God. So I look at life differently as I get older. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, if my mindset in Christ is where it is today, you kind of have to go, why wasn't I like that 10, 20, 30 years ago? Well, because you're growing, you're maturing, not only biologically, chronologically, but in the spirit as well. And it's based on your hunger for God. This is important. I'm going to give this as a wrap up. My hunger for God has exponentially grown. Maybe the pandemic did that as well. I think a lot of people, because of the pandemic, could have said, okay, I'm at home. What do? Watch more TV, eat more food. People did, they made their choice. For me, my regimen and what I eat didn't change much. I work out 3-4 times a week. Okay, that didn't change. I watch what I eat. That didn't change. But I read more. That changed. I always read the Bible. I always pray. But I did more. Why? Because I developed a hunger and thirst for him. According, just read this, Psalm 63. And then I went, uh-huh. Then 1 John 1, verses 7 through 9 really kicked in, really heavy for me. If I walk in the light as he's in the light, I have fellowship with him, and the blood of Jesus will cleanse me from all sins. You have to start learning sanctification is holiness, and holiness is to be God, to be like God, because God is holy. So if I want to be like God, and I want to testify who God is, I got to be holy as he's holy. I got to show the light because Christ is in the light. Christ is the light. So we can't make excuses why we don't share who we are in Christ. So I'm going to do everything I can to be holy, because he's holy, because I have the Holy Spirit. Oh, praise the Lord. I have the Holy Spirit that resides in me. I am in God. He's in me. Amen. His seed is in me. I am in him. My friends, let me close by praying this prayer for us. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you will fill us with your Holy Spirit and develop a hunger and thirst for righteousness so that we can be filled, according to Matthew 6, Lord. And I'm praying, Father, that those who are listening and watching this podcast and this sermon, Father God, that they will learn that this world may be polluted with the lust of the flesh, but we can be the light in a dark world. Bless them, protect them, surround them with your love, in Jesus' name, amen. My friends, I want to thank you for watching us on the Now Network, Galilee TV, and YouTube. Please hit subscribe, hit notifications, tell everyone about this channel, share that you can listen to Sharing the Word, not only on these video channels as well, but you can listen to Sharing the Word even in your own car on all the podcast channels available. We are so blessed to know that the major ones like Pandora, Amazon, Spotify, and so on, we're on all those channels. Follow us on our website at TLDM, Evangelistic Media Network. Visit us at that website. Follow us on all those podcast channels as well as on our Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. May God bless you. Look forward to having you listen to our next episode, if you will, on preparing for the end times according to the Gospels of Jesus Christ. May God be with you. Blessings. Take care.